Well, welcome to the 11th season of All About Thailand, and may I welcome Thailand, Sawadee Krap, and of course, the rest of the world. Well, good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, I've been thinking a lot recently about the bar scene, and I feel as if I haven't really sort of spoken about it much in podcast terms on the podcast. So that's what I'm going to do. The bar scene in Thailand is absolutely amazing. You can have so much fun. Me and Kung, when we go into the bars, we enjoy playing pool, but people go to the bars for other things. So anyway, come on, let's do it. Well, Thailand's bar scene is amazing, I must admit. It is fantastic, and it is legendary, isn't it? Drawing millions of visitors each year, seeking everything from laid-back beachside sort of cocktails and, you know, the energetic life, nightlife in general. You know, whether you're having a nice, refreshing Chang beer on a beach or dancing the night away in one of Thailand's many nightclubs. But, you know, let's be honest. I mean, we're starting our journey in Bangkok, a bustling capital city known for its diverse bars and clubs. And do love going to Bangkok. You know, you've got everything from the trendy rooftop bars to the beer bars, and the beer bars, you know, of Khao San Road as well. The nightlife scene is really electric, but, you know, it's not just about the drinks in Bangkok. It's also about the sort of atmosphere. You know, if you're taking a stroll down the Thung Lao Road or the Sukhumvit Road, which is one of my favourite haunts, you'll find very chic cocktail lounges and you know, places where bars that you can just go in and sit down and have a relaxed beer, or if somebody wants to come or somebody comes up and talks to you, you can have a chat with them as well. And of course, I can't go into too much detail because this still is a family show, but let's just say, starting with Bangkok and its vibrant sort of atmosphere and bars. Well, yes, Bangkok's beer bars are definitely an amazing experience. It doesn't matter whether you're actually on the Sukhumvit. Sukhumvit is, I quite like the Sukhumvit, the road that goes through with all the bars. You've got Na Na Plaza, you've got Patong. They're all really, really exciting places to go. And you'll find yourself, let's just say, for instance, someone just walks into a bar, they go into the bar, and they're immediately met by someone that shows them a seat. And obviously, really hot day, you're given a towel to mop the sweat from your brow, so to speak, and you get to sit down, and people are very, very attentive, you know, and next minute you'll find you've got a huge fan right next to you, blowing really cold wind, Patlom, it's called in Thai, and, you know, and before you know it, you could either be playing a game of pool or Connect Four, but just engaging with this, you know, beautiful woman before you know it. And I've seen many, many people that have come to Thailand, and they're tired, you know, not just after the flight, but tired with their country or whatever, overworked or something. And then they get into these bars, and then they come out with beaming smiles all over their faces, or they bar find the woman and get her to come out and show them the sights, you know, of Bangkok. Bangkok is truly an amazing city. I lived there for about a year and a half and I absolutely loved it. But anyway, just after the ad, I'm going to talk in even more depth. I'm going to be talking about Pattaya. Pattaya, amazing. I first went to Pattaya when I first started going to Thailand. My first time in Pattaya was amazing. I'd flown into Bangkok, Sawanipum, and spent just one night in Bangkok, and then went on the bus over to Pattaya. And it absolutely blew my mind, because you had all the bars, you've got the Soi 6 and Soi 7, and that the whole place is it's got a very, very colourful sort of nightlife, and it's very renowned for that, as well as being a beach resort, as you find, you know. But nestled along the bustling streets of Pattaya, it's basically a myriad of bars beckoning passers-by with their sort of neon lights and lively atmosphere. You know, places like the Walking Street, it's very laid back. We like the Walking Street. We were in Walking Street earlier this year. We were staying, me and Kong, my wife, we were staying in Jomtien, and then we decided to go on to Walking Street, and we had a very nice, enjoyable time. And that these bars do sort of offer something for everyone. But, you know, you do have a sort of like, with the beer bars, and apart from that, it's sort of like a real mix of patrons, you know, and people and expats, tourists, locals and everything. And you'll find that there's obviously freelancers working in the bars as well, you know. But let's just say at the heart of the beer bars, the beer bar sort of culture, is the women that actually work in them. They play a very central role in creating this sort of ambience and the energy of these establishments, with their friendly smiles and very quick-witted, extremely quick-witted, and flirtatious charm, you know, which can obviously go further. But it's all sort of a part and enhances the experience. Now, but like I mentioned earlier before, these are women are working, and they're working to help with their families back home. However, but I do acknowledge the sort of challenges and the risks that there are from the bar scene. You know, I've got a story, and I know how much you love the stories, which I will let you know at the towards the end of the podcast. But you know, there are, you know, when you think about it, all visitors to Pattaya, it's essential for them to approach the beer bars with, like I think, with the empathy and respect. You know, I've seen, there's been times when I've been going over the years where, you know, I've seen people be very disrespectful to Thais, and that's really, you know, really, really not on, and, you know, it's not good. But, you know, well, you know, we think about the exploration of Pattaya's beer bars and the culture. Like from, let's just say, Walking Street and right up to the tranquil shores of our favourite place, Jomtien Beach. You know, it is, you know, a glimpse into a real sort of kind of diversity and vibrancy and everything else like that. You know, it really is amazing. And like when last year we went up to the northeast, we went to Chiang Mai, then on to Lang Pang, and then on to Chiang Rai, which had the same. And I'll talk a little bit about that scene. You know, it is amazing. Well, we've reached that time in the show where I would like to welcome all our new listeners to the podcast. Thank you ever so much for listening. And also, I'd like to put out a big thank you to all our existing listeners as well. Wow, what an amazing year we are having. here in Thailand. It is amazing in 2024. Can't wait for you all to come and visit us. So anyway, I'm going to carry on with what it was like, the nightlife and basically the bars up in the northern part of Thailand. Let's just say, shall we say Chiang Mai? You know, Chiang Mai is an amazing, beautiful, lovely, exciting city. I have to admit, when he actually went up to Chiang Mai, me and Kung, my wife, we really did have an amazing time. Chiang Mai is just so lovely, as well as Chiang Mai and Lampang as well. We found Lampang to be quite a romantic sort of city, but when you think about it, it's sort of nestled amongst the sort of ancient sort of temples and the bustling markets of Chiang Mai. You'll find a thriving community of bars and pubs, each offering its own sort of unique blend of stuff, which is amazing. You know, different sort of flavors and experiences, from cozy hole in the wall type joints, as I've called it, like they're just sort of cut out in the wall in a sense, to stylish rooftop bars. You know, the Chiang Mai sort of bar scene does cater for all. And it's very, very diverse. But this sort of truly sort of sets Chiang Mai sort of bar scene apart from, you know, because of its laid back and welcoming sort of atmosphere. You know, unlike the sort of hustle and bustle of Bangkok, as a for instance, or the party centric, I love this word, the party centric vibe of Pattaya. But the Chiang Mai bars offer a more sort of relaxed and intimate sort of setting. A bit like Lampang, romantic setting for the unwinding the day and then exploring the city's sort of cultural treasures. Let's just say that you meet a woman in Bangkok or Pattaya and you fly her up for a romantic time away in either Lampang, Chiang Rai or Chiang Mai, for instance. We're just talking about Chiang Mai, but that would be really good. You know, it all depends. You know, you could be sipping a refreshing singer beer or you know, at the riverside bar, some lovely sort of bars along the Ping River, or sampling sort of brand new trendy sort of cocktails. You know, it's just amazing. You know, and Chiang Mai sort of bars really set out to delight anybody, really. And let's not forget the eccentric, in the sense, or the electric, even for that part, the eccentricity and the electricity that comes from it, for the mix of patrons and sort of visitors and stuff to the Chiang Mai sort of bars, you know, which is amazing. From, say, the digital nomads, met a few digital nomads and expats and retired musicians and things. The bar scene is like a melting pot, really, and all these different cultures, and heard so many sort of like ideas and stories from people which were just sort of willing to be shared. But perhaps that's what makes Chiang Mai bar scene really what it is, in the sense it is sort of truly special. I mean, many of the bars tend to have a tendency to sort of collaborate with nearby sort of restaurants, and they have loads of musicians to showcase the very best of creative talent, you know. But however, in a sense, you know, like so many other destinations, it also feels, has its own sort of sets of controversies, and you get like noise complaints from concerned sort of residents, and this talk about over tourism and gentrification that's been happening recently. Both the visitors and locals engage in the bar scene, which I find is really, really nice. And you know, we found so many hidden gems, we call it, which were up in the northern part of Thailand. And it really, really was amazing. We loved it so much, you know. But anyway, I forgot to mention the All About Thailand special edition podcast that we're doing, which is gaining momentum, in which I talk even more in even greater detail about my love for Thailand and living in Thailand. And may I say, you guys that are listening to this show as well, thank you ever so much for subscribing. Your support is absolutely amazing. So anyway, I'm going to be talking about, I've got a story, as we're at the end of the podcast now, and I know how much you love the stories. I have to admit, when he actually went up to Chiang Mai, me and Kung, my wife, we really did have an amazing time. Chiang Mai is just so lovely, as well as Chiang Mai and Lampang as well. We found Lampang to be quite a romantic sort of city, but when you think about it, it's sort of nestled amongst the sort of ancient sort of temples and the bustling markets of Chiang Mai. You'll find a thriving community of bars and pubs, each offering its own sort of unique blend of stuff, which is amazing. You know, different sort of flavors and experiences, from cozy hole in the wall type joints, as I've called it, like they're just sort of cut out in the wall in a sense, to stylish rooftop bars. You know, the Chiang Mai sort of bar scene does cater for all. And it's very, very diverse. But this sort of truly sort of sets Chiang Mai sort of bar scene apart from, you know, because of its laid back and welcoming sort of atmosphere. You know, unlike the sort of hustle and bustle of Bangkok, as a for instance, or the party centric, I love this word, the party centric vibe of Pattaya. But the Chiang Mai bars offer a more sort of relaxed and intimate sort of setting. A bit like Lampang, romantic setting for the unwinding the day and then exploring the city's sort of cultural treasures. Let's just say that you meet a woman in Bangkok or Pattaya, and you fly her up for a romantic time away in either Lampang, Chiang Rai or Chiang Mai, for instance. We're just talking about Chiang Mai, but that would be really good. You know, it all depends. You know, you could be sipping a refreshing singer beer, or at the riverside bar, some lovely sort of bars along the Ping River, or sampling sort of brand new trendy sort of cocktails. You know, it's just amazing. You know. And Chiang Mai's sort of bars really set out to delight anybody, really. And, let's not forget the eccentric, in the sense, or the electric, even for that part, the eccentricity and the electricity that comes from it, for the mix of patrons and sort of visitors and stuff to the Chiang Mai sort of bars, you know. Which is amazing, from, say, the digital nomads, met a few digital nomads, and expats, and retired musicians, and things. The bar scene is like a melting pot, really, and all these different cultures, and heard so many sort of like ideas and stories from people, which were just sort of willing to be shared. But perhaps that's what makes Chiang Mai bar scene really what it is, in the sense it is sort of truly special. I mean, many of the bars tend to have a tendency to sort of collaborate with nearby sort of restaurants, and they have loads of musicians to showcase the very best of creative talent, you know. But however, in a sense, you know, like so many other destinations, it also feels, has its own sort of sets of controversies, and you get like noise complaints from concerned sort of residents, and this talk about over tourism and gentrification that's been happening recently. Both the visitors and locals engage in the bar scene, which I find is really, really nice. And you know, we found so many hidden gems, we call it, which were up in the northern part of Thailand. And it really, really was amazing. We loved it so much. you know. But anyway, I forgot to mention the All About Thailand special edition podcast that we're doing, which is gaining momentum, in which I talk even more in even greater detail about my love for Thailand and living in Thailand. And may I say to you guys that are listening to this show as well, thank you ever so much for subscribing. Your support is absolutely amazing. So anyway, I'm going to be talking about, you know, I've got a story, as we're at the end of the podcast now, and I know how much you love the stories. Well, this is a Pattaya story. Now, we were in Pattaya, you know, amongst the sort of the throngs of like revelers and tourists, and we ended up finding ourselves in a small beer bar with a few of our friends, and we decided to just unwind in the lively sort of atmosphere. But as we sort of like settled into our sort of seats and ordered our drinks, I couldn't help but notice a young Thai woman working as a bar girl, serving drinks and engaging in a friendly sort of manner with the patrons. You know, very, very cute nalag, as they say, warm smile and just genuine in demeanour, you know. She was just so nice. But however, you know, I just admired her resilience. And, you know, then I noticed this other guy, probably I would say a middle-aged, you know, engaging in behaviour, which was like both disrespectful and demeaning to her, ignoring her, you know, just ignoring her polite refusal when we started to get a little bit fresh, and just making lewd sort of comments and just, in, you know, sort of inappropriate advances and treating her nothing more than sort of dirt, I felt, you know. But in that moment, I was filled with a profound sense of care, really, and a little bit of anger and sadness, in a way. The blatant disregard of this young woman's dignity and humanity, even. You know, it's a stark reminder of the inequalities and the power dynamics, you know. But, you know, amidst in the darkness, really, and an importance, in a sense, of this story is he had come down with a friend, and he friend obviously may have been a little bit late or something, and it turned out it was this middle-aged man's first time in Thailand, and he didn't know how to act. And when his friend walked in the bar and saw what was going on and the way that he was acting towards her, he soon put him verbally straight on that, you know, and so he should have done. So there was no need, in a sense, for us to intervene, but the bar would have intervened, you know, once they would have known what was going on anyway. So we are at the end of the podcast now. Thank you ever so much for listening. And it leaves me with nothing more to say than, stay safe. Love you all.